This is Morning Edition on NHPR. This morning, we're beginning an occasional check-in with Iowa Public Radio. Morning Edition host Clay Masters on all the presidential action leading up to the Iowa caucus. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning.
Clay, let's start with Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's announcement this week that he's dropping out of the race. He had been slumping badly in the polls there in Iowa. So, I mean, did this come as a surprise to any of his supporters?
It was a big surprise because of his play early on here. He was doing really well atop the polls, but not really a big surprise if you think about how he had been performing lately, especially at those two presidential debates. You go back way back to January, our firebrand Congressman Republican Steve King had an all-day forum. You know, no one had announced officially they were running, and Scott Walker was there. He was a fresh face, gave a real fiery speech, the union-busting Wisconsin governor. But these poor debate performances, followed by the CNN poll that registered him at just an asterisk, you know, when you took that into consideration, it wasn't that big of a surprise. But, you know, he was only in the race for 2 months.
Yeah. Now that Walker's out, are there certain candidates who could benefit? What are the supporters there saying?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. Political talent here is just stretched so thin because of all the Republican presidential candidates. Both Florida Governor Jeb Bush, or former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and current Senator Marco Rubio's campaigns are both saying they're picking up some support. One of our state senators who had been backing Governor Walker was quoted as saying, let's just say the governors that are in the race are no Scott Walker. So people here liked him because of what he had done in Wisconsin. And it, as I mentioned, it's hard to tell with so many presidential candidates on the Republican side in the state when you have a population of about, you know, a little north of 3 million people.
Hillary Clinton in Des Moines this week, where she finally made her position on the controversial Keystone Pipeline project known. You covered that event. What did she have to say?
Well, interesting backup. Just last month, I had a one-on-one interview with her and asked her if she was opposed to pipelines because I knew she wasn't really taking a side directly on the Keystone XL pipeline. She said her heavy bias was for clean energy and wouldn't say no to any new pipelines. But yesterday she was at a Des Moines elementary school, actually there to unveil a plan for lowering prescription drug prices. And it was during a question and answer portion of the campaign stop that a college student asked her to make her stance clear on the Keystone XL pipeline. Clinton said it's a distraction from work to combat climate change. And she says that the Keystone pipeline interferes with the ability to make progress on climate change. So she said she opposes it. She says that she plans for a North American approach to fight climate change. She has a plan for that that she's going to unveil in the weeks to come.
Mm-hmm. In the Democratic race as well, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is holding a sizable lead over Clinton here in New Hampshire. What do the polls show over there in Iowa?
Well, there was a recent poll from Quinnipiac University that showed Sanders just 1 point ahead of Clinton, which was a surprise to see. A more gold standard poll recently showed Sanders within 7 points of Hillary Clinton. And Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee put out a statement after Clinton said that she opposes the Keystone XL pipeline, saying this is just Bernie Sanders pushing Clinton to the left. So there's definitely some competition going on between Sanders and Clinton here in Iowa.
That is Iowa Public Radio's Morning Edition host, Clay Masters, on the other end there. Clay, thanks so much, and we hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks for inviting me.